أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين ما شاء الله ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وبه نستعين وصلى الله على سيدنا ومولانا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وآل محمد اللهم صل على محمد Muhammad, wa'ajjil farajam. Assalamu alaikum and welcome, dear friends, dear brothers and sisters, dear families, dear children, screaming at the top of their lungs, mashallah, dear fasters, dear guests to the banquet of the Almighty Allah, the Siyafatullah, to SOQ's Thursday, Holy Month of Ramadan 2023 programs in the holy city of Qom. These kids are really loud after iftar, mashallah. So it is an honor to be here. We are going to be having 7 programs in English from speakers from all across the world on 7 different occasions in the holy month of Ramadan. It is such a blessing to be here in the holy city of Qom in the presence of all you fasters who are in reality the guests of the Almighty Allah in this auspicious Siyafatullah. Of course, this is the beautiful, beautiful month, the holy month of Ramadan, the month in whose hours are the best of hours, whose days are the best of days, and whose nights are the best of nights. The holy month of Ramadan, when the doors of the heavens are open and the doors of the hell are closed. A holy month, a month of course, where every single one of you is invited to the banquet of Allah, a banquet in which the host is He Himself, the Almighty Allah. Please remember in your du'as all of the oppressed people all across the world, first and foremost, our brothers and sisters in Palestine. I have a quick update, which I'll give in a minute. Our brothers and sisters in Yemen, and Syria, Iraq, Pakistan, Nigeria, our brothers and sisters all across the world who are under oppression and who are suffering. And yes, we do have the luxury and the blessing of being able to commemorate a holy month of Ramadan in a very peaceful, relaxed manner. We're able to, you know, eat as much as we want. We're able to be here with family and friends. But many of our brothers and sisters across the world, they do not have these luxuries. And so please remember them in your du'as, in your prayers, in this holy month of Ramadan, where truly these people are going through some very difficult times. That's one point. The second point is how we should really be appreciative and grateful for the blessing of the Islamic Republic and the Islamic Revolution. If it wasn't for the Islamic Republic, if it wasn't for the Islamic Revolution, if it wasn't for esteemed and honorable, righteous ulama such as Imam Khomeini and Imam Sayyid Ali Khamenei, we would not have the luxury and the blessing to be able to do all these things with such safety. As you probably already know, our brothers and sisters in Palestine, they have already given their first martyr of the holy month of Ramadan. On the first of Ramadan, right, today, they shot and killed a 25-year-old youth by the name of Amir Imad, who was shot in a morning raid by the Zionist regime. May Allah bless the brother, may Allah bless this martyr, elevate his rank and his status where he was martyred in the holy month of Ramadan, but a very serious wake-up call to us and to all the people across the world that the Zionist regime has no red lines, they have no humanity, they have no civility. It is truly barbaric and outrageous to be killing an individual in the holy month of Ramadan where that individual was fasting and he was in the holy month of Ramadan. Again, we condemn this ugly and heinous act by the Zionist regime.
Death to Israel!
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 If the brother had not said death to Israel, it wouldn't have brought another point to my mind. So this death to Israel is not limited just to Israel, because the collective West is the one that has been supporting the Zionist state of Israel for the last 70 plus years, whether it is France or Britain or the United States of America or Germany. The collective West in general is supporting the Zionist regime, and they tend to look the other way when it comes to the crimes and the atrocities of the Zionist regime.